How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Once again, my name is Mike Wilson, filling in for Andy Dorf, who is on vacation still, parks unknown at this point. I don't know where he's at, but I know he's having a good time. However, I am joined by a friend of the show and just a friend in general, Mark Sutton, who joins us all the way from, I believe it's Connecticut. That's where he's coming to us from. But Marquette, how are we doing this morning, my man?
Hey, Mike, I am doing phenomenal, man. I appreciate you so much having me on, and I can't wait to get it started.
Yeah, no, look, we got a lot to talk about. We're going to talk some Major League Baseball, which is actually Major League Baseball is going on right now in London, England. You know, we crossed the pond to play a couple of games with the Cubs and the Cardinals. NFL training camps are around the corner. College football is going to get going here in a little, you know, about another month. Media days are going to start happening. NBA draft and NBA free agency is coming up, which I'm sure you and I will get into quite a bit later in the show. But, ladies and gentlemen, come right back. It'll be Marquette, myself, and our professor of sports, John Poulter, with us. We will talk soon. Come on back, ladies and gents.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken?
computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-345-2789. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-345-2789. That's 800-345-2789. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-345-2789.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. My name is Mike Wilson, and I am joined this week by my co-host, Marquette Sutton. It's great, always great to have him on the show. I know I have tuned in to him on his NFL stuff that he does, his college football stuff that he does. But at the moment, we're also joined by John Poulter, our professor of sports, coming all the way to us from Toronto, Canada. John, good to have you this weekend. John, as I'm sitting here looking at a TV that has the Chicago Cubs and the St. Louis Cardinals playing across the pond in London, let me ask you this, and it's just, you know, I'm sure a lot of people have this question. Is this something, you know, Major League Baseball is going to continue to do, or would London or Europe be in expansion plans at some point in the future? Do you think that's a good idea? What say you, John?
Well, I'm somewhat of a traditionalist, Mike, when it comes to baseball, as you know. And I think it's great to show the rest of the world how great the game of Major League Baseball is. But I think if they're going to look at playing a lot of games outside of North America, I think it has to be a much bigger expansion than one or two teams. You certainly can't have a team playing in the United Kingdom or in Australia, where they've also had these types of exhibition games, or Japan obviously being a great source of exhibition baseball. I don't think they can continue to do that, because we're seeing the disruption in the schedule here. I mean, this is normally a weekend series is either three games or four games, and this is two games. Friday was an off day so that everybody could get over there and get acclimatized. I think it would play havoc with the schedule. I think if they're going to do anything from an international standpoint, I think it would have to be a complete division and maybe some interlocking, but I just don't see it happening on a long-term basis. I think the other sports are still dominant in all those European and Asian countries. I don't see it taking off on a full-time basis. I think right now it's a little bit of a novelty. They're enjoying it. It's good for TV. It's good experience for the players to get over there and experience a different type of lifestyle, but I still think baseball is a North American game.
Hey, John, this is Mark Quick. I hope all is well. So I saw reports on Judge, and it looks like he tore a ligament in his right toe. Are the Yankees in trouble, or should we just calm down at this point?
Good morning, Mark. Always good to chat with you. I think the Yankees are struggling a little bit, and I don't think it's because the Yankees are playing that badly. I think it's the fact that the American League East is just such a competitive division this year. Boston in last place at 40-38. You contrast that to the American League Central, where the Twins are in first place with a 39-39 record. It shows you that, to quote that real estate quote, it's location, location, location. And if any of those American League East teams were in the Central, they would be in first place. So I'm not so sure that the Yankees are in trouble. I think they're caught in a very tough division. They're 9.5 games out, which is not great at this time of year. But as usual, the Yankees are having pitching problems. And the interesting thing is going to be whether the Yankees decide to solve that problem the way they usually do, by writing a check and acquiring somebody from another team, perhaps for some prospects, maybe even just a straight cash deal. But that division has become very competitive. Tampa Bay started out so well. We've talked many times about how good Tampa Bay is, but you look at the one loss records now, the Braves have also got 27 losses, as has Tampa Bay. So the Braves are catching in on Tampa Bay. They're starting to come back to that pack a little bit. It's only a 4.5 game lead yet. Let's not count the Yankees out, but I'd certainly be rather 9.5 up than 9.5 back as we move into July.
Yeah, and that is the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports, coming to us from Toronto, Canada, here on the Doorfront Sports Weekend Edition. You know, John, we always kind of go over the standings. You know, Tampa Bay is just Tampa Bay at this point. I mean, we all know what teams kind of are by now. We're heading into July at the end of this week. Tampa Bay is up 4.5 on Baltimore. Minnesota and Cleveland are battling out for the AL Central. They're divided by a game. The West, it's Texas, and the Angels are in second place. And, you know, you take a look at what the Angels did up in Denver last night, just putting 26 runs on the board last night. I know that's, you know, an outburst like that is kind of an anomaly. But is there something else going on in Anaheim that maybe for once those fans are going to have something to cheer with, maybe getting to the playoffs, and we'll get to see Ohtani and Trout in the playoffs?
Well, I think the Angels are benefiting from the fact that the Astros have not been up to par, and I think they're benefiting from the fact that Seattle has not been up to par.
Right.
Seattle, to me, is more of a big disappointment than Houston, because we know Houston's had some pitching difficulties, but I thought after last year's playoff performance that Seattle was a team that was on the rise, but they've been struggling to get to 500 all season, and they're still a game below 500. I think the Angels are an improved team over last year, and we started to see them make some moves in the last few days to strengthen that roster, obviously with that view to looking at the playoffs, but talk about that game in Denver last night, you know, a 25-run outburst. First of all, let's remember that it does happen once in a while. Let's remember that it is Denver, where we do often see those kinds of offensive outbursts because of the rarefied air. And let's also remember that it's the Rockies, who are not the strongest team in the National League West. So maybe a combination of a whole bunch of things, but certainly the Angels are giving it a good push. They're obviously interested in getting into the postseason. They know if they don't get to the postseason, Ohtani is probably long gone. He may be long gone anyway. But, you know, when you've got the two best players in baseball in Ohtani and Mike Trout, you'd expect to be better than six games above 500. You'd expect to have had a better record over the last few years that those two players have been on that team than we've seen the Angels have. So I guess it's about time is probably the best way to put it, Mike.
You know, the other item, John, with all this is, you know, you take a look at, once again, you take a look at the difference in standings with the teams and the different divisions, and in Cincinnati. Like, Cincinnati's becoming a story in among itself. I mean, they have that young kid they brought up who's just hitting the ball out. He's stealing bases. He hit for the cycle the other night. And they've won. I think they had won 11 or 12 in a row. They lost the other day. But they're playing some very sound baseball up there. They're up by a game and a half on Andy's favorite team, the Brewers. What's going on in Cincinnati? Is it kind of catching lightning in a bottle, or is there something else that the fans need to pay attention to?
Well, I think it's a couple of things, Mike. I think it's the fact that they've been down for so long, and they've been developing players, and they've been trying to develop through the draft and the farm system as opposed to going out and buying players, because Cincinnati has never been known as a big market spender. I think that's starting to pay dividends. And I think they're, to some extent, a little bit like the Angels in that they're able to take advantage of a division where the other teams have not played awfully well. We thought the Brewers and the Cardinals were going to be the top two teams in that division. We know how bad the Cardinals have been this year, 14 games below 500 and really struggling. Pittsburgh got out of the gate a lot quicker than we anticipated, but they've come back to reality in the last little while. I think they had a 10-game losing streak that they broke on either Thursday or Friday. They're still six games below. Your Cubs at 37 and 38, to me, are a big surprise in that division. I did not think that they would be a last-place team, but I also did not think that as we moved into July, they'd be a 500 team, and they're pretty darn close. So I think Cincinnati's taken advantage of a number of things, and I think their farm system is starting to show some dividends, and I think that's good because Cincinnati has been at the bottom for a number of years, and guys our age tend to sit back and think about the big red machine of the 70s and how great those Cincinnati red teams were. So nice to see them back in the race.
It is very nice to see the Reds back in the race. John, can you stick with us for another segment?
I sure can.
Absolutely. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Marquette Sutton, John Poulter, and myself, Mike Wilson, we'll be back after these words.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
Do Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-345-2789. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-345-2789. That's 800-345-2789. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-345-2789.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. My name is Mike Wilson. Andy is still on vacation, parts unknown, but like I said at the opening, I'm sure he's having a great time wherever he is at. This week I'm joined by Marquette Sutton, and right now we have John Poulter, our professor of sports. We're talking Major League Baseball. You know, John, the Diamondbacks are a surprise team. I mean, I think they're even a surprise team here in the Valley of the Sun a little bit. They're 5-5 in their last 10, though. So they're starting to, I don't know if you want to call it a plateau or maybe come back to the field a little bit. But the Giants are 9-1 in their last 10. They're starting to play well. They beat the Diamondbacks recently in a series, or have won the series, and they have their finishing game up, Sunday afternoon. But what are we looking at, a battle here between Arizona, San Francisco, and the Dodgers? And I know the Dodger fan base is frustrated beyond belief because they just assume they're going to win the division. I think a lot of people assume they're going to win the National League West. But what do you see developing here in the National League West between Arizona, San Francisco, and the Dodgers?
I think it's going to get very close, and I still think that the San Diego Padres, despite the fact that they've struggled all season, still three games below 500 in fourth place at 37-40, I still think the Padres have a bit of a run in them to get back into that race. I'm not so sure that they're strong enough to win that division, given how well the Diamondbacks, the Giants, and the Dodgers have been playing. But all of a sudden, the Giants 9-1 in their last 10, and that not only includes that the series you mentioned with the Diamondbacks this past week, but also includes a three-game sweep at Dodger Stadium last weekend. And you got to know that Giant fans are extremely happy about that. As I say, they're 9-1 in their last 10. They're only a game and a half behind the Diamondbacks, one in the loss column. I still think that's probably going to be, we're going to hear from the Dodgers before that is over. The Dodgers, to me, they're not the team that they were. They are still a very good team, but I think they've been a little bit surprised this year by the way that the Diamondbacks and the Giants have sort of come out of the pack. And to your point, I think Dodger fans have thought for many years that all they have to do is throw their caps and their gloves on the field and they're going to win that division, probably much the way that Yankees fans feel about the American League East. But I think it's nice to see some new blood in there, and the Diamondbacks have been down for so long and been struggling for so long. It's nice to see them rewarded. And this kid, Corbin Carroll, the two or three times I've seen him play on television, he looks like he might be the real thing, and to me right now, he is probably the best rookie in Major League Baseball.
Hey, John, so I'm a Braves fan. I know I'm on the East Coast, and I'm a down south guy. The NL East, I think is wide open. And, for many years, it's been one of those divisions where it can go either way. But my Braves are playing well. They actually ended a 12-game streak last night. Do you think that the Braves will stay on top of this division, or do you see the Phillies finding a way to creep back into this division later on in the season?
No, I think the Braves are putting, I wouldn't say they're home and cooled out, Marquette, but quite frankly, I think the Braves are the class of that division. I thought the Braves and the Mets were probably the teams to beat. The Phillies were in there, but the Phillies have struggled all season. They've been, you know, within two games of 500 most of the year, most of that time being two games below 500, currently two games above 500, but they're 10 games out. And, you know, we're moving into July, and 10 games is a lot to make up in the balance of the season when you've got two teams ahead of you. Miami Marlins, a huge surprise, too. They're 10 games over 500, but as I mentioned a little earlier, I think, you know, we've been talking all season about how good the Tampa Bay Rays are and what their one-loss record is, but all of a sudden you look at that loss column and the Braves are now tied with the Tampa Rays at 27 losses. The only difference in their records is that the Braves have played four games less. So I thought for a long time that the Braves were the best team in that division. Nothing I've seen in the last month has changed my mind on that. Obviously, you know, they're like any other team. They're an injury or two away from serious injury from one of their better players away from falling down into the pack. But they've benefited hugely from the very disappointing effort from the New York Mets this year. To your point, I still think Atlanta's the best team in that division.
Yeah, and that's the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports, coming to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. Which I say all the way, for me, yeah, it's like a six-hour plane ride from Marquette. It's like a shuttle ride, like 2 hours to Toronto from where he's at. But, look, the next thing I want to talk about here is, one, and I know we touched on it a little bit in the last couple of weeks, but the trade deadline. The trade deadline's coming. You know, have you changed your mind at all in terms of, is this going to be a seller's market, a buyer's market? Who do you think is going to be involved with buying, selling, shoring up the, you know, the bullpen, those kind of things?
Well, I think all of the contender, my mind really hasn't changed much on it, Mike, since we first talked about it a couple of weeks ago. I think that, you know, each of these teams that's in contention, it's going to be a domino effect. And I think what we're going to see is we're going to see one team shore up either with a starting pitcher or a bench player or a bullpen member, and then we're going to see the other teams that are in that same race. They're going to do it. You know, you've got your guy. I got to go out and get my guy. I think we started to see a little bit of that starting before the trade deadline. We've seen the Angels with a couple of pickups this week. They picked up Mike Moustakas yesterday, ironically right after a game between his former team, the Rockies, and his new team, the Angels. That's the type of player I think the contenders are going to look for, a little bit of depth off the bench, a little bit of backup at a couple of positions. We've seen the Angels also pick up Escobar from the Mets. You know, is that a sign that the Mets are starting to become sellers? Perhaps it is. But I don't think we're going to see any huge names change places, certainly on teams that are in contention. I think everybody's going to just try and bulk up a little bit and give themselves a little bit of depth, add a little bit to the roster. And, you know, the two obvious ones for most teams are, you know, an extra starting pitcher. There's no team that has five great starting pitchers. And I think in this day and age, everybody wants another guy that's got a little bit of gasoline out of the bullpen that can come in, shut a couple of guys down, and move everybody back one level in the bullpen to just strengthen the bullpen. So, as always, I think these deals will be around pitching.
So, John, I am the type that, you know, people look at me kind of weird because I am either all or nothing. And, you know, I know we're almost at the midway point here. If you're an owner and also talking to the GM, what team would you say, hey, we should go all in? And also what team would you say, you know what, we need to blow this up and start all over again because this is not happening for us this year?
Well, I'd almost have to think that the St. Louis Cardinals fall into the latter category. You know, that's a team with a tremendous amount of talent on paper. I'm at an absolute loss to understand why all of a sudden they are in last place in what to me is a very mediocre division. It would never surprise me to see the Cardinals, and I'm not going to say they're going to clean house because a lot of those guys are big tickets and a lot of them are on locked-in contracts, but I think you'll see the Cardinals move some players. I don't think they're ready to pack it up and go home yet, but I think it's quite realistic to say that if you're 9.5 games out and playing as badly as they've played so far, it's going to be tough to climb over four teams and get back into the postseason. I see Milwaukee probably trying to bulk up a little bit because that's it. Again, the two central divisions are so mediocre. I see both of those divisions, most teams thinking that they have a chance to get back in it. And even the White Sox, at, 33 and 45, they're only six games out. They win 8 out of 10, and all of a sudden they're back in the race. Even the Tigers have looked good. Cleveland's starting to look good. Minnesota, very shaky. Minnesota's been flirting with 500 for the past 3 or 4 weeks, a game above, a game below, right at. It's interesting this year that we've got the discrepancies between the division. We talked earlier about the American League East, five teams above 500. Bottom place team in that division, two games above 500. Leading team in the Central is at 500. So there's a lot of disparity between the two or three divisions this year, and that to me is very unusual. And what it's going to do is it's going to make the playoffs very one-sided, because I think it's quite conceivable that all three wildcard teams in the American League could come out of the American League East. That's how strong it is.
Yeah, no, John, I absolutely agree with what you said. And you know what? There's the music. John, as always, it's been great to have you. We'll talk to you next week.
Yep, my pleasure as always, guys. Take care, and we'll chat next week.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Dork on Sports Weekend Edition. Marquette Sutton, Mike Wilson, we'll be back after these words.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair, when you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Are you looking to sell your house? Call 1-800-SELL-FAST to request a free all-cash offer. We can buy your house in days, and you don't even have to clean or fix anything. There are no commissions or closing costs, no agents, no open houses, and no banks to deal with. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST or visit sellfast.com to request your cash offer. There's no obligation. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST. That's 1-800-735-5327. Or visit sellfast.com to get your free cash offer. SELL-FAST is a home buyer referral service. Each office independently owned and operated.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
My name is Mike Wilson. I am joined this week by Marquette Sutton, who I know is having a little bit of technical difficulties. I know he's trying to call in, so let's see if we can get him back on here very shortly. You know, we just finished talking Major League Baseball. We're going to pivot. I'm going to talk a little NBA. And, you know, NBA draft just happened. The finals just occurred and are over. We got free agency, which... to me, NBA free agency season, whatever you want to call it, is probably the best soap opera in all of sports in terms of where players are going to be going, what players are going to be going where, who's going to sign for how much, all those kind of things. And, you know, everybody knows that listens to the show. I'm a Boston Celtic guy. Wasn't raised in Massachusetts, wasn't raised in Boston. It was just that was the team that I picked when I was a little tyke, and they're my ride and die. I hung through the Bird era, was so sad when Len Bias passed away due to his overdose of cocaine and the down years with Rick Pitino and now Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown. And now we add Kristaps Porzingis to the mix. And when this was happening, I will tell you, I was pretty nervous about the initial rumor of Chris getting Porzingis and Brogdon going to you know, the Clippers and draft picks and all this, you know, things just changing left and right. But I knew that this roster in Boston needed to be changed. There had to be some change. The team was becoming too predictable. We didn't have a good distributor of the offense. Turnovers were happening. It just seemed like Boston, as good of a team as they are, and they are a very good team with a very good culture, just seemed stagnant. And I was like, you know what, maybe bringing a 7'3", 7'4" guy in who can handle the ball, who can shoot threes, who can protect the rim. You know, he's not the best rim protector, but he's still 7'3", 7'4". He can block some shots, he can get some rebounds, and he can just add another dimension to that Boston offense. And I know that Marquette's back on the line, and I know, Marquette, you're hearing me go on my soliloquy about my Celtics. What did you think? What did you think about Boston and the move? And I know that this is not the last move that Brad Stevens, the GM, is going to make. There has to be something else. I know it probably revolves around Grant Williams and maybe Brogdon. I think that injury to Brogdon in his forearm or his elbow was a little bit worse than they were letting on during the playoffs. But what did you think about the move that Boston made?
Well, I thought it was all about leverage. I thought that Boston said, hey, you know what? Brogdon was our guy last year. We needed a solid point guard. Also, having Marcus Smart at the time. However, looking at Brogdon and understanding that, you know, this team right here is not going to be the championship team that they thought they were. Again, if you look at the playoffs, all throughout, you know, like you said, turnovers, not having a consistent point guard to actually lead the show is what definitely hurt Boston, you know, in the end. Looking at some draft picks, I said Boston will find a way to take these picks and to leverage them to a team so they can get what they want. I don't know about Porzingis, and I hear you talking about him, 7 feet, you know, can handle the ball. but can he stay healthy? And that's always been the thing right. about Porzingis. But I still would say Boston is a strong team in the East, and Boston will find a way to, you know, get these picks so that they can get a veteran point guard so that they can have a solid backcourt. And that's what they need. Once they get that, Mike, I think that you'll be okay. However, they are going to put you on the edge right now. But Boston will be okay if, and I know Mike Stevens, I mean, you know, Brad Stevens will find a way to make sure he get the best point guard because he loves point guards. He loves point guards. So, you know, Boston is going to be fine. But I tell you what, Philly, you know, Philly is going to be the team that's going to have the most trouble, Mike. I'm telling you.
Tell me why you think Philly is.
Well, you know, Philly is still trying to, you know, trust the process, if you will, but that process has not been one that they, you know, were hoping it would lead to. When you look at, you know, what James Harden did, you know, which is okay. When you look at Embiid, still not enough to get them over the hump, you know, having coaching issues. And then there's also reports that, you know, Tobias Harris might be on the move. So there's always moving parts in Philly. And Embiid, you know, even though he's a, you know, MVP, but who can play around him and help continue to strengthen him? But also, who can he make better? And that's the question. Having James Harden is good, but is James Harden playoff ready? And he is definitely not playoff tested. So there's a lot of moving pieces in Philly that I see that they still have to work out. Maybe if they can get some pieces in order to get around Embiid and he can make, you know, and help them strengthen, that would be good. But again, with a ball-dominant guy like Harden, it's very tough to win many games in the playoffs and to really take that team to the next level. So as a Celtic guy, Mike, you're fine. You are fine.
As a Celtic guy, when Philly struggles, I smile. I am right there with you in terms of my thoughts with Philadelphia. And, you know, we're very close to NBA free agency starting. I know, like, it starts at, like, midnight on the East Coast on July 1st, and then you got players signing for 5 years guaranteed. You know, if it's a max, like, Jaylen Brown or Tatum next year. I mean, it's close to $300 million, which if I'm Magic Johnson and Larry Bird, I'm kind of rolling over just going, man, I was born way too soon. Because, I mean, this is Monopoly money that they're kind of tossing around. But, you know, you brought up a good point with Philly. I don't know if I would want Harden back. People talk about Harden going back there. You talked about him going to Houston. Ime Udoka does not want Harden in Houston. I think Harden would stunt the growth of those young players down there. I really do, because like you said, he's ball dominant, he's ball centric. If somehow Philly could make a trade for Damian Lillard, what do you think about that? If they could put a package together, get Dame and the big fella, you know, Embiid working together, that would be a sight to see, wouldn't it?
I think that you're on to something. I think that if you can get Dame in the East, I think that you are really cooking with grease. Also, to have a real center like Embiid around, you know, get you some wing guys. And again, that's when you're talking about a Philly team that can go deep into the playoffs, that can actually, unfortunately, Mike, give the Celtics a run, because you have Dame who can at any time can drop 40 points. You know, you have a guy like Embiid, you know, when he's healthy and when he's on, he can drop 40 points. So you're talking about two guys that can score 80 points together if they're on. And so you bring in other pieces that can alleviate Embiid from having to play in a post, you know, so physically. And you're playing with a team that can get you, you know, minutes and come off the bench. Again, with Tobias Harris, what is he going to do? I mean, I think that keeping him would be the key, because making sure he's happy, he's a wing player, and he can really help them. You know, Dame, what he does is he freezes the defense. And when you have a guy like Embiid is showing, hey, I got you. And he also likes to pass. I know we give Joker a lot of credit for being an assisting center, but Embiid loves to get off the rock. So that right there, Mike, I mean, it will really shake the East if Dame Dallas could come to Philly. I would love that. I would love to see that.
No, I would. Well, I don't. Well, if he's coming to Boston, have at it. Like I'm all in and out. If he's going to Philly, if he's going to Miami, that creates a little bit more headaches for me as a fan. You know, if Dame's on another team,
right.
But no, I completely get what you're saying. Sticking with Damian Lillard, I mean, look, the Blazers drafted Scoot Henderson the other night on Thursday night with the number 3 pick. And, you know, the general consensus seems to be right now that Dame doesn't want to go anywhere. He doesn't want to be traded. And, you know, being from Portland myself, and that's where I was born and raised, he has been so loyal to that organization, to that community, and what he's done in that community. And he is absolutely beloved in that community. But having friends and family back there that I've talked to a few times, they just said, you know what? Dame deserves a chance to go deep in the playoffs, to have a shot at a ring. But I don't know if Dame being stubborn about not just flat out asking for a trade, or is it a little deeper with him in terms of just showing some loyalty?
I think it's the loyalty part. You know, Dame's been in the game for a while, so you know, also Dame, you know, he's an underrated player, so he understands what it means to be loyal. He understands what it means to take chances. But I think at this point, you know, Dame's going to have to realize, okay, what more can I do for Portland? You know, I think that Portland, as constructed right now, will struggle a bit. But you know, what more can Dame do? So Dame should look at his, you know, the rest of his career and say, okay, well, I need to be with a contender. Thank you, Portland. I appreciate it. And I know the good fans of Portland, they will appreciate what Dame has done. But at this time, Dame, he has to find a team where he can win now, because the Portland team is just too young, just too inexperienced. And it's not going to get him to the championship level, or even Portland to the championship level where they need to be. So I think that it is loyalty. But, you know, at this point, and it's still early, Mike, it's still early. By July, I think you'll see where Dame really wants to be. But I'm hoping that Dame finds a home. And if not, then, you know, stay in Portland. But, you know, Portland does need a few pieces to kind of move Dame out the way to really, you know, build that tradition and, you know, more of a contention, if you will.
No, I agree. And here's the thing, if you're Portland, if you're Joe Cronin, the GM, if you want to trade Dame and Dame goes to you privately, because I don't think Dame's not the guy that's going to make a big deal in the media about wanting to be traded. I don't think he's that guy that's going to do that. He's going to go to Cronin on his own and just say, hey, is there a way you can move me? But if you are Portland, which team out there is going to give you the best package? Because you're never going to get full value, but you want to get as much back as possible. If you're Portland, are there teams out there that you are looking at, Marquette? So,
yeah,
you know what?
I think
Marquette,
you know. Yes.
Hold on, Marquette. Hold on. There's the music. We got to take a break. We'll be back after these words, everybody. Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We will pick up the Damian Lillard situation after the break. Welcome back, everybody.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. My name is Mike Wilson. I am joined this week by Marquette Sutton on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Marquette, you know, we're up against the top of the hour here. We take a break at the top of the hour. You know, we were talking about Damian Lillard really quick and, you know, what would be a package that you would look at. Real quick, what do you think? We'll still talk NBA after in the second hour, but real quick, your thoughts on a package for Damian Lillard if you're Philly or Miami or any one of these other teams that could be in the running.
Well, if I'm these teams, what I would definitely do is try to, you know, get some draft picks in there for Dame. Dame would definitely need it when you talk about Philly, the Celtics, but I would definitely get some draft picks out to Portland if I'm Portland. And maybe a guy or two, but I think that the draft picks will be suffice for a guy like Damian Lillard.
Yeah, no, I agree too. That you know you got to put some draft picks in there because Portland's going to want to build around, build around Scoot Henderson, who is a top flight talent, no doubt. He's a 6'2", 6'3" guard with a 6'9" wingspan. And he can play. He's emotional. I mean, we've all seen the highlight reels on him. But, you know, at the same time, you know, if I'm Portland, you're going to want to get a piece. Get a guy back that could fit with what you would want to try and do with that young core that they have there in Portland. And people mention Miami all the time. I don't know if Miami has the necessary assets to send to Portland, but you know what? Who knows what happens? NBA free agency is crazy. We will tackle all that. We'll still talk NBA free agency after the break here at the top of the hour. Marquette Sutton, Mike Wilson, Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Come on back, everybody. We got a lot more to talk about.
USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. The group of mercenary soldiers advancing on Moscow after its leader claimed Russian forces attacked his soldiers was the biggest threat to Russian President Vladimir Putin's regime, according to Democratic Congressman Jerry Connolly of Virginia, a member of the House Committee on Foreign Affairs.
This is certainly the biggest existential threat he's faced in his 23 years in rule.
U.S. officials say intelligence agencies briefed the White House and Congress last week of an imminent armed rebellion in Russia. Spy agencies picked up strong signals that Wagner Group mercenary boss Yevgeny Prigozhin was planning a revolt against Russia's defense ministry. He reportedly struck a deal with the Kremlin to avoid treason charges and live in exile in Belarus. Canada is launching a formal investigation into the tragic loss of the Titan submersible.
Canadian Transportation Safety Board Chairwoman Kathy Fox spoke after the Titan support ship Polar Prince docked in St. John's, Newfoundland Saturday.
TSB investigators boarded the Polar Prince to examine and document the vessel, to collect information from the vessel's voyage data recorder and other vessel systems that contain useful information.
Fox said the investigation will focus on finding out what happened and why. I'm Julie Ryan.
A new poll by NBC News shows former President Trump is expanding his lead over the rest of the Republican presidential field. 51% of GOP voters picked Trump as their top choice, followed by 22% who are behind Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. It finds only single-digit support for former Vice President Mike Pence, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, and former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley.
I'm being indicted for you, and I believe the you is more than 200 million people that love our country. They're out there.
Trump there speaking at the Faith and Freedom Coalition event yesterday. This is USA News.
Hi, everyone, and welcome. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. 800-913-5404 now. I'm here with spokesman for the firm, John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call in.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here with you. We always enjoy answering the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident that was not your fault, give us a call right now. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions and tell you how much your case is potentially worth. Call 800-913-5404.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now to speak with a live agent for free. Call 800-913-5404.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
GOP candidates running for president addressed enthusiastic conservatives at an annual conference in Washington.
Former President Trump speaking at the Faith and Freedom Coalition conference in Washington, D.C., telling supporters,
"Every time the radical left Democrats, Marxists, communists, and fascists indict me, I consider it a great badge of courage."
Also at the event over the weekend, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, who was booed by the crowd for attacking Trump.
"And that is not leadership, everybody. That is a failure of leadership. And you can boo all you want."
Former Vice President and 2024 GOP presidential contender Mike Pence also at the conference.
"Here and now, men and women of the Faith and Freedom Coalition, we must
choose and decide and determine that Joe Biden will never be reelected as president of the United States.
Correspondent Laura Winters reporting. Republican presidential candidate and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is set to announce his border policy tomorrow at an event in Eagle Pass, Texas. Tonight, he'll participate in a ride-along on the southern border. Lawmakers urge the Government Accountability Office to review the potential risks of artificial intelligence. Senators Gary Peters of Michigan and Ed Markey of Massachusetts sent a letter to the agency asking them to conduct a detailed technology assessment. Jeremy Scott, USA News.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the second hour of the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. My name is Mike Wilson, and I'm joined this week by Marquette Sutton. Once again, Andy is on vacation. He's having fun somewhere like Nicaragua or like Belize. I know he's been in the Western Caribbean all over the place. You know, it's always something with that guy. But, you know, Marquette, are you ready for the second hour?
Oh, yes, I am. I am more than ready, Mike. Let's go.
Yeah, we got a lot more to talk about with the NBA and free agency. I think, Marquette, we'll get into something that you like to talk about as well, the NFL and football and all that, yeah. Because I know you are a San Francisco 49er fan, and there are some questions going into this season at the quarterback position for a lot of people with those Niners. And I got a good friend of mine who's also a big, very big 49er fan, and she is quite nervous about that season starting. But we will get to all of that after we come back from this break. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Marquette Sutton, join us once we come back, everybody. We've got a lot to talk about.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-345-2789. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-345-2789. That's 800-345-2789. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-345-2789.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. My name is Mike Wilson. I am joined this week by Marquette Sutton. Marquette, you know, we haven't had a chance since you've been on the show today to kind of let people know where they can get a hold of you, like on social media, those kind of things. So let the crowd know.
So you can find me, Marquette Sutton, M-A-R-Q-U-E-T, Sutton on Facebook. You can also find my podcast, Don't Shoot the Messenger podcast. I do that with two of my great friends, Deshaun Rucker and Christopher Gay, who happen to be a Portland Trail Blazers fan. So that's where you can find Don't Shoot the Messenger.
Yeah, hey, check it out, ladies and gentlemen. I have checked that podcast out. I think I don't know if it's the podcast or you were streaming live, but I would chime in. I'd throw my opinions out there, and it's a lot of fun. Let me tell you that, ladies and gentlemen. If you join that podcast and you see his streaming that he does, you know, Marquette, you know, before we went to the break, you know, we were kind of talking a little bit of NFL and training camps are starting up, OTAs, the mini camps, all finished up recently. I know that you are a huge San Francisco 49er fan. The 49ers have a special place in my heart, being they're a West Coast team, but they're also my late father's favorite team. He was He was all in. I mean, he was a Niner fan since he was a kid in the 50s and 60s. And, you know, he was all about Joe Montana and Rice and Taylor and, you know, Rathman and all those guys. But he never wavered. That's kind of where I get my thing. You choose a team, you roll with them through thick and thin, bad and good, and you just they're the ride and die. So I know that your Niners are that for you. What are your concerns with the San Francisco 49ers coming into the 2023-24 season?
Well, I just want to say, you know, your dad, you know, he's a great man. If he's a 49er fan, and, you know, I know he's very proud of you, Mike. My concern for our Niners, and I'm saying you know, including your dad, is the injury. And that has been one of the things that has really, you know, hindered the 49ers from being Super Bowl champs and, you know, getting over the hump. When you look at the NFC Championship game, I mean, my goodness, we had no quarterbacks at all. You know, we had no quarterbacks to, you know, potentially beat the Philadelphia Eagles. So I'm looking at the injuries and can we stay healthy? And another aspect, and I just kind of want to dispel this because everyone keeps saying that they're worried about the two quarterbacks, which I enjoy. You have two competitive quarterbacks. You have one in Trey Lance, who I think is going to be phenomenal. He's going to do great things. And then you have Brock Purdy. I mean, Mr. Irrelevant, who turned into Mr. Irrelevant last year, who just, you know, pretty much took us to the promised land until he got hurt, obviously. But that is my issue. And what is Mike Shanahan going to do? How is he going to, you know, make those two, you know, competitive, but also making them where that they can be what the Niners need them to be? So those are my two things coming into the season. How is Mike Shanahan going to play his hand? And also, can we stay healthy to can be contenders in the NFC and potentially go to the Super Bowl and win the thing, which we should have won a few years ago, Mike?
No, I would agree with you that you probably should have won it a few years ago. The thing with the Niners that I've always, in the at least, and I could be wrong in the time frame here, but it's probably in the last 5-6 years. The thing that scares me about the Niners, if my team was to go up against, and I'm a Miami Dolphins fan, so, you know, and you know, my household, the rest of my household is Pittsburgh Steelers fan, and the Steelers and the Niners play in Pittsburgh the first game of the year. So my son is all jacked up. He wants to go out to Pittsburgh and see his guys again. But the thing with the Niners is that defense, man, if I'm an offensive coordinator on the opposite team, you got to scheme like you know what to get around that defense, because those guys on that Niner defense, they come to hit, and they come to hit with bad intentions. You know what I'm saying? Like there's guys that hit, but there's guys that hit with bad intentions on every play, and you have a bunch of them on that Niner defense. Just talk about that Niner defense for a little bit.
You know, like you said, Mike, the Niner defense is something that we pride ourselves on. You know, that defense is what, you know, keeps us together, you know, and also been the reason that we were able to go to the Super Bowl. It was also the same reason that we were able to kind of help Brock Purdy in his maturation of his, you know, rookie season. So that defense, you know, led by the one and the only Fred Warner, you know, is something that Niner fans come to love. You know, our staple has been on defense. And not only that, Mike, but you also remember that we also added Hargrave, who was a Philadelphia Eagle.
Yep.
So you take a defense that was already good, but then you also take a guy, you know, who causes havoc last NFC championship game, and you put him on a team that's already developed. That team right there is going to be a serious defensive team. But again, I just want us to gel and stay healthy. But I'm telling you, Mike, like you said, it's going to be action-packed this year, because you add in a good defense alignment with the already good defense, man, I don't want to say great, but I'm going to say really, really good defense and team around that, man.
And here's the other thing that I'm also hearing about the NFC West. I mean, look, the Cardinals out here, they're going to be trash. It's just a fact of life. That is an organization in a major rebuild, but it always seems, since I've lived out here for over 20 years, they've always been in some kind of rebuild. Like, there's been maybe two or three seasons where it hasn't been a rebuild. But here's the thing that I'm hearing, and based on how they've drafted the last couple, two, 3 years, the Seahawks. I think the Seahawks are coming. Yes. I don't think there is going to be as good as the Niners. I mean, the Niners, if you can get average to good quarterback play out of a couple of inexperienced quarterbacks, I mean, they have experience, but not a ton. You should win that division, but the Seahawks are coming. Tell me what you see out of the Seahawks coming into this next season.
You know, the Seahawks are a thorn in my spine, being a 49ers fan, because no matter how bad we are or how good we are, the Seahawks will always say, you know what, we're going to fight you tooth and nail. When you look at DK Metcalf, when you look at what Geno Smith did last year, I mean, just the way they were able to take that team and put it together after, you know, Russell Wilson, you know, left and went to Denver, and we saw how that ended up. But, you know, they added some great pieces. They keep a solid defense. And that's one thing about, you know, the Seahawks that I can't stand, but I respect, is that they keep a solid defense. And they always find a way to be competitive in the NFC West. And when you take a team out of the NFC West, they're very competitive in any other division. So they are going to be playing with house money this year, because the Seahawks are like, look, we are young. We know what direction we're going to go, and they know that, you know, after Geno, they're going to have to, you know, get another quarterback. But right now, they are banking on that defense, putting them in a position to be contending, you know, with the playoff spot, which I think they should. I think that they're probably going to be the third best team in the NFC West, you know, behind the Rams. But again, that Seahawks defense, man, and last year what they did, they're going to be playing with a lot of momentum and really pushing themselves to be a really good team. And you're going to have a lot of people that are going to want to play with Pete Carroll, who is, what we heard about, a player's coach. So Seattle, I hate to say it, Mike, but they are going to be a good, solid team coming this upcoming season.
You know what? And we'll get back to more NFL after the break. I hear the music. We got to take a pause for the cause. Marquette Sutton. Mike Wilson, Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Everybody, come on back after these words.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'm Mike Wilson, joined this week by Marquette Sutton. We are talking NFL. The NFL is right around the corner. We're getting into those dog days of summer. And look, we started talking about your San Francisco 49ers. You talked about the Seahawks. You know, look, I agree with your take with the Seahawks. I mean, I kind of put it out there in the beginning anyways, but Geno Smith, one, he got paid, he got his bag. Two, that gives him a little bit of, you know, just consistency. Okay, this is where I'm going to be for the next few years. He doesn't have to wonder, is there someone coming up, and all that kind of stuff. So I also think that plays into the part of the Seahawks having some more success. But, you know, we talk about the quarterback position, which you would agree, I'm sure, is probably the most important position in all of sports. I mean, it's the one position that gets all of the acclaim when things are rolling, and it gets all of the hate when things aren't rolling. And right now in Philadelphia, I mean, you're out there on the East Coast, Philly, and Jalen Hurts. Jalen got his bag, and Jalen's coming. You know, I just kind of wonder at what people are thinking sometimes when I hear them criticize Jalen Hurts. Oh, he's not exactly this yet. He's not exactly that. Well, let's remember what he has done so far in his short NFL career and what it's meant to the city of Philadelphia and that organization. But two, he's still young. There's still room for improvement, and he knows that. That's what I like. Marquette, that's what I love about Jalen Hurts. He's not satisfied with what he's done. He knows that there's another level that he can get to, right?
Yeah, definitely. Him playing in Philly is probably the perfect place, outside of place maybe like, Pittsburgh. Because Philadelphia, you know, that's that, you know, blue nose, hard, you know, tough, you know, put your face in there and grit it out. So when you're talking about someone like that, he is going to be fine. He's going to be great. You know, playing in the Super Bowl, I mean, how many other quarterbacks can say that? So he, you know, was able to see that. I mean, last year he put up great numbers. You know, obviously he got hurt a little bit, so he kind of backed away from the game to get healthy. But, I mean, with a guy like that who can throw the ball and also can throw the ball on a run, I mean, he's only going to get better. I mean, he got great pieces around him, and he is really making a way for Philly to become another team that is going to be scary in the coming years. He's very young, and that's what I like about Jalen Hurts. I mean, even when he was in Oklahoma, even when he was in Alabama, just the scrutiny has followed him. So he is very much aware of that. But watching a guy like that, Mike, I mean, he is going to be one of those players, I'm telling you, MVP, maybe in a few years, because he's going to bring Philly to a place where they need to go. Now, being a 49ers fan and being on the East Coast, I hope that's later on in his career. But I'm telling you, I'm rooting for Jalen Hurts, man, like you are, because you know, that guy really has talent. Like you said, he doesn't give up, and that is what you call Philly spirit right there, Mike.
Right, right. And look, when you take a look at the quarterback position and then you flip conferences from the NFC to the AFC, it's almost, Marquette, in my train of thought, it's almost apples and oranges because there are so many teams that have really good quarterbacks. And in my opinion, I mean, look, in the AFC, that's where you have the best quarterback in the NFL right now in Patrick Mahomes. I don't think there's much debate. Even Joe Burrow said, look, Pat's the best one right now. No doubt about it, you know, kind of thing. But you look at Kansas City with Mahomes. You got the Chargers. And people can say all they want about the Chargers, but Justin Herbert is that guy. Like, I saw him play multiple times in college, and I'm telling you, when they list a guy's height, Marquette, at 6'6 or 6'7, he is legit 6'6, 6'7. Like, there's no, you know, we're not going to bump him up an inch and a half or a couple inches, you know, in the program. Like, he is a big guy, and I don't know outside of Mahomes or Burrow that there's a guy that throws a prettier deep ball than Justin Herbert right now. I mean, he just flicks that wrist and it goes 65 yards. I mean, it's insane what he can do. You take a look in that same division. You got Denver. Look, you can say what you want about Denver and the crap show that they had last year, but you know, they got Russ, and you know, they got an adult in the room in terms of a coach. Now, they don't have a rookie coach. They have a guy that's won a Super Bowl. The guy has a ton of wins, knows how to coach quarterbacks. You go to Cincinnati, Burrow. Okay. I mean, that's all you got to say. You just got to, with my daughter, all you got to say is Joe Burrow, and she like loses her stuff. She's just in love with Joe Burrow. You go to Baltimore. You got Lamar Jackson, the cheat code. That's what I call him. I saw him play against Pittsburgh a couple of years ago live. He's a cheat code. It's insane how quick and shifty he is. You go to Buffalo. Good God. Even the Jets now. Like, they got Aaron Rodgers and all the stuff that he brings. Miami has Tua. And if you've seen pictures of Tua, Tua's put on some weight. Tua's even working with a jiu-jitsu guy to teach him how to fall down so he doesn't bang his head every time and is out for 4 weeks. So tell me about what you think about all these quarterbacks, all these very good to great quarterbacks in the AFC.
I want to start in your division. You know, we talk about the AFC East. Yes, people, you're talking about the New York Jets having a great quarterback in Aaron Rodgers. That's going to be something to be seen this season. But again, when you also talk about Josh Allen, you know, when you also talk about Tua, so that AFC East is really, really stacked, and these quarterbacks in the AFC are probably the best. You talk about Lamar Jackson, you know, I know, again, you know, like Hurt, he gets a lot of, you know, scrutiny because of, you know, him being his own agent, you know, him, you know, kind of wanting to put the ball in his court like any, you know, player would for reassurance, but you can't deny how good he is as a quarterback, you know, former MVP. But when you're talking about, I mean, just the all-out baller, and he just plays, that is Patty Mahomes, man. Again, having to face him in the Super Bowl, and even this year, him being down, I mean, Pat Mahomes is, he's going to be a Hall of Famer first ballot. And just the way he transformed the game, you know, kind of like Steph Curry, because the mobile quarterback is key now. But the AFC, if you're looking for a good quarterback, I mean, you can kind of close your eyes and just point to the map and you're going to find you a good quarterback. And like you said, Josh Herbert, he had so much going for him last playoff, Mike, and it was just like that defense, like, you know what, you didn't do us a favor, so we got you. But I am waiting to see what Russell Wilson will be doing this year, and I think that Russell Wilson will show everyone that was a fluke year, but guess what, I am back and I'm going to be better than ever.
Right, and let's, I mean, we're talking about all these great quarterbacks and these up-and-comers. Let's not forget about Jacksonville. Jacksonville and Trevor Lawrence, man. You saw what it was like when they had a guy that's never coached the NFL before and never had to deal with NFL egos and just how much of a crap show that was. Now, once again, they have an adult in the room that knows how to coach quarterbacks. And Trevor had a very good season last year. I expect Jacksonville to not be, I mean, they weren't last year. You used to be able to look at Jacksonville on the schedule if your team was playing, be like, okay, that's a win. You can't do that anymore down in Jacksonville. They got a team. They spent some money. They got some talent. They were 9-8 last year in a division that's not very good. But once again, you got to play who you got to play in your division. And then, you know, you kind of mentioned Pittsburgh a little bit in the last segment. Kenny Pickett. I mean, my son was like, I don't know, Dad, about Kenny Pickett. I'm like, Pickett's going to be the next good one in Pittsburgh. He just did. He's not fazed by stuff. I saw him play live last year. He's the real deal. He just got married on Saturday night. So, my son's like, well, let's hope that doesn't screw it up, you know, that kind of thing. But, you know, at the same time, there's these young up-and-comers like Trevor Lawrence, Kenny Pickett, that they're going to push these guys that we already hold to be great, right?
Yeah, you know, Kenny Pickett, you know, when he was coming out of Pittsburgh, I said, you know, I would love for him to stay home, and that's what happened. You know, when I was telling people, right. I said, I'm going to tell you, Kenny Pickett, he's someone that I really, really am going to enjoy watching. People thought I was crazy. But, you know, again, having that Pittsburgh mentality, certain cities, you have to have it in you. And he has that in him, especially playing college ball in Pittsburgh. Now he plays for the Steelers. So, you know, having a coach like Tomlin, I mean, they are going to be fine because Kenny's going to show you what he got to do. And if you move down to Jacksonville, like you said, again, you know, they were the team that was actually down to the Chargers. You know, everybody was like, it's over. Thank you for your playoff. But they fought and they kept fighting. So I am really happy for this season and the young talent of quarterbacks coming up.
Absolutely. And Marquette Sutton, Mike Wilson, Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back after these words, ladies and gentlemen.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair, when you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495.
800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Are you looking to sell your house? Call 1-800-SELL-FAST to request a free all-cash offer. We can buy your house in days, and you don't even have to clean or fix anything. There are no commissions or closing costs, no agents, no open houses, and no banks to deal with. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST or visit sellfast.com to request your cash offer. There's no obligation. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST. That's 1-800-735-5327. Or visit sellfast.com to get your free cash offer. SELL-FAST is a home buyer referral service. Each office independently owned and operated.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'm Mike Wilson. I am joined this week once again by Marquette Sutton. Marquette, once again, let everybody know where they can get in touch with you on social media and those kind of things.
You can find me on Facebook, Marquette Sutton, M-A-R-Q-E-T. Also, Don't Shoot the Messenger podcast on Facebook as well, and also all podcast platforms you can find Don't Shoot the Messenger podcast.
Okay, very good. And look, you know, you shot me a message during the break. You want my take on Miami and the New York football Giants and Saquon holding out and New Orleans and the Raiders. I mean, you and I could probably talk for hours about the NFL. We could go through each one of these teams, you know, in the NFL and break it down and have, you know, Marquette and Mike, 9-hour podcast, and be, you know, be a best.
It'd be great.
But, you know, Miami, look, I know my favorite teams are all over the map. I'm born and bred in Portland, Oregon. My actual hometown, Marquette, is Wilsonville, Oregon, with the last name of Wilson. People be like, hey, do you own the town? I'm like, well, if I own the town, do you think I'd have to do this, you know, to make money? But I digress. My teams are all over the map. I'm a Celtic guy. I'm a Miami Dolphins fan. I root for the Pittsburgh Steelers to kind of, you know, so I don't sleep on the couch kind of thing, you know, during the weekend. But Miami, I know Miami is a very trendy pick right now to come out of the AFC East. And I like my Boston Celtics. I'm like, hey, you know, the first rule of Fight Club is you don't talk about Fight Club. The first rule about finishing first in the division, you don't really want to talk about it because they haven't done it yet. And, you know, Tua last year, he's a good guy. Like, I'm not an anti-Tua guy. When it came down to either him or Justin Herbert getting drafted, I was like, take Herbert. He's big. He can chuck that thing down the field. He has a lot of upside. Not that Tua doesn't have upside, but I just like my quarterbacks big and they can throw the ball downfield and those kind of things. Tua's put on about 10 to 12 pounds, and it looks like 10 to 12 pounds of muscle. Like I said in the last segment, he has a jiu-jitsu or a karate coach that's showing him how to fall better so he doesn't end up with another concussion, because what I saw and how the Dolphins treated him with his concussions last year, it was almost disgusting, because I didn't think he needed to be out there. You were really playing with his career by putting him out there so quickly after the first concussion. The best thing that my Miami Dolphins did in the offseason was go get Dick Fangio, defensive coordinator who knows how to run a defense. And then they went out and got Jalen Ramsey, a guy that can cut down like half the field. He has that Deion Sanders quality to him where he just like, oh, you want to throw it over here? Yeah, take your chances. You know, he kind of has that attitude a little bit. He's a ball hawk. That kind of thing. He's a great defender. They got a defense there, an offense that I swear to God, Marquette, they have an Olympic track team on the outside with their receivers, you know, with Waddle and why am I forgetting his name, the other guy? The guy that came from Kansas City. Why am I forgetting his name?
Yeah, it's all right. I see, now you made me forget on Mike. Tyreek Hill.
But you know who I'm talking about. Right, Tyreek Hill. And it's just like the weapons are there. The coaching is there. They got Mr. Nerd Nation in McDaniel down there, you know, who I think is the perfect coach for a young team like Miami. And now they got an adult in the room to teach to get that defense right. Miami can make some noise, but for me, they haven't done it until they do it. So what's your take with Miami Dolphins?
I mean, I call Miami the 49ers of Miami because, you know, when you talk about Mike McDaniels, also having Jeff Wilson,
right.
Raheem Mostert, you know, so, you know, just snatching up all the 49ers players there. But, you know, Miami is a team that I don't know what it is, but when players go there, it's like they get like a new life. Maybe it's not paying taxes in Florida. I don't know what it is, but that Miami team, man, even before, you know, we played them last year, they were a scary team. And, you know, they fell off the wagon a little bit, but they got back on. But like you said, having Jalen Ramsey, my goodness, that's cutting off half the field. Staying healthy. Tua, again, you know, last year I think he was coming in his own. I think he was finding a way to win. And, you know, and now he's comfortable with that. And McDaniel's drawing up scheme. Now having a guy like Jeff Wilson, that, you know, now, you know, again, having Mostert, having a backfield. And that's key in the NFL, having a backfield, because that can make or break you. But the reason why I wanted to ask you about Miami is because they're going to be playing in that tough AFC East conference. And having Aaron Rodgers now, still having Josh Allen, Patriots, again, finding their way. But Miami is going to be contenders because, you know, they have another piece in Jalen Ramsey to make them better. So Mike McDaniels, I'm telling you, he's playing with house money, but I like what Tua's doing. And again, I know you want a Herbert, but he's going to make you proud this year, Mike. Tua's going to make you proud this year, man.
I hope so. Like, you know, I certainly don't root against my teams, but I'm like, just get that experience, take the next step, because Andy and I talk about the journey, the process, you know, that kind of thing, in terms of young teams as they get on their way up and make playoff runs. You know, Buffalo has some issues right now, and their issue is Diggs. He's making some noise, and he's like, I'm not getting the ball. I'm not getting the target. And I look, Mark, what I looked it up. Diggs has the second most targets or the third most targets in the league. And I'm like, what are you complaining about? You're getting more targets than the rest of your guys probably combined, you know, in a season. So I think that drama up there is going to play a part in Buffalo's success or maybe non-success this year, because the last thing football coaches want is any kind of drama. And let's just call it like it is. Diggs, wherever he's been, after a while, has caused some drama. You know?
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, that's going to play a role. And then I know people are big on, you know, Aaron Rodgers, New York Jets. Here we come. The Jets offensive line, they got to keep Aaron upright. That offensive line for the Jets is not all that great. So that's going to be an issue. I can see Miami coming out of the East, you know, at least winning their division. Thoughts?
You are you made a great point where I'm going to go back to the Dick, you know, Dick situation when Dick was in Minnesota. He said the same thing. I didn't get the touches. You know, I don't know what's going on. Then you have a rookie like Justin Jefferson come and blow the top off. I mean, Justin Jefferson, he's like, well, I'm not having an issue in Minnesota, so I don't know what's going on with you. Then he goes to the Bills and he was doing well. And, you know, again, like anything, you know, they are double teaming you. They're scheming against you, so I can't throw you the ball every single play. So I got to find other guys. And, you know, they were successful, but I think that Diggs will, you know, again, he wants to, you know, pout and make his own. And but I think he'll be fine because, you know, how many other teams will put up with that at this time? But the Jets, like you said, you know, having that offensive line issue, you know, Aaron Rodgers say he can play anywhere. He, you know, he talked all this and he's being the best. And we're going to see what can you do in, you know, New York, New Jersey, you know, as you were saying, you know, because it's really a New Jersey team. But then also the Patriots, you know, how is Daniel Jones? I mean,
right.
You know, how is Matthew Jones going to be able to, you know, play up against this? You know, having to play up against a guy like Jalen Ramsey now, you know, what's that going to look like? You know, having to, you know, still go up against a stout defense, you know, with the Bills. So that conference, that division is going to be wide open. And also, that's why I'm saying the Dolphins, man. You know, I wanted to give you a shout-out because I see it, Mike, and I can see you texting me saying, Marquette, you were right. This looks really good because they are a sound team, and McDaniels is making sure that these young guys play and that they gel together to be a great team, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah, no, I agree. And then, look, we'll go to the AFC North a little bit. Then we'll talk about the other team in New York, those Giants, and how they're handling the whole Saquon thing. The AFC North, like, I mean, I think everybody would agree it's kind of Cincinnati's to lose. I mean, I don't know who's a better quarterback. Is it Burrow? Is it Lamar? You know, Kenny Pickett's coming. But let's not forget, Pickett has a lot of toys to play with now, too. Like, he has a revamped offensive line, which is going to be very good in Pittsburgh. He has George Pickens, which I was telling anybody that would freaking listen last year, I'm like, watch this guy. This is Antonio Brown part two, and I'm not talking about his attitude or anything like that. I'm just talking talent. This guy catches anything and everything, and he's getting better with the route running. You got Najee Harris there. Baltimore has Lamar, and anytime, and they got Mark Andrews at tight end. You know, you got Cincinnati with the weapons that they have with Burrow and Chase and everybody else there. That AFC North could be a knockdown, drag out fight, couldn't it?
Actually, listen to what you're saying. You know, it's the Bengals to lose. And growing up, Mike, you know, our age, you know, the Bengals, they were lovable losers for years.
Right.
But that conference, man, I mean, having the weapons that they have, and having Joe Burrow, I mean, you know, not saying I wasn't sold on him, but after last year and after the year before, I'm sold. I am sold. Lamar Jackson's coming back, finding his way. But again, he's still the human highlight reel. He still know how to, you know, put his feet in motion and get the ball to where it needs to be. And then, you know, you go to Pittsburgh. Like you said, having a good, sound, traditional team with the Steelers, what Tomlin has done in all the years with the Steelers and just the organization. I love Steelers because of what they do with that. And then, you know, Cleveland. You know, I know we're leaving them out, but we just don't know. We just don't know what we're going to get with Deshaun Watson and with everyone else, you know, in that organization. But again, when you talk about the dice, we still got the Bengals and everybody else they're going to have to fight. But that is going to be a dogfight coming out of that division, Mike.
Yeah, dogfight's going to be putting it mildly, I think. There's the music. We didn't get a chance to talk about that other New York team, but we'll come back. We'll do our final takes, and we'll get on out of Dodge. Mike Wilson, Marquette Sutton, Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Everybody, come on back.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition. It's been my pleasure today to host the show with Marquette Sutton. My thanks goes also out to John Poulter, our professor of sports, talking baseball at the beginning of the show. But we're to that point. Marquette, final take. We will start with you.
I just want to say thank you to Andy and Mike. I appreciate you guys for having me on. I had so much fun. My final take is that the New Orleans Saints will be just fine. I know, you know, Derek Carr, he's looking for a home, and he's found one, so I think he's going to be fine. But I'm also telling you, Mike, that the Las Vegas Raiders will be having some trouble with Mr. Jimmy G there. Mark my words, Las Vegas, good luck.
Good luck. I know, because you are the biggest Jimmy G fan I know. All right. So, you know, look, my final take simply goes out to those new NBA rookies, the draftees, Wemby and Scoot and all those guys that were drafted the other night. It's always a fun thing for me to see the backstories for these guys, where they've come from, the family situations, what it means to the families. The families are so happy, you know, about the sons being drafted and, you know, all those kind of things. It is a big deal. It is a life-changing thing. It is life-changing in so many ways. Your son is a professional athlete. The life-changing comes with the money that can be made and the whole thing. But it's the fulfillment of a lifelong dream. Congratulations, all you new NBA rookies. For Marquette Sutton, for John Poulter, I am Mike Wilson. This is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Have a great weekend, everybody. Stay safe. Talk to you later.
Yeah.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.